Thank you for contacting customer support. My name is Heather. May I please have your zip code so I can locate your account?
50312.
And first and last name, please.
Jacqueline Hall.
All right, give me just a moment to try to locate an account for you. You said the zip code 50312, right?
Yep. You charged me $49. I've never bought anything from you.
Okay. I'm not seeing anything here listed in your name.
Well, there's something pending in my bank account, and I never purchased anything from you.
Okay. Well, I'm more than happy to try to locate the account associated with the charges. And of course, if it's a fraudulent account, I can get you over to the fraud department to assist you.
All right. Because I don't know. It says all max performance. I have no idea who that is.
All right. And I can definitely check into that. Can you provide me the first six and last four numbers of the card that's being charged so I can locate the account associated with those charges?
Okay. Hold on. Sorry, I'm in a different room.
Oh, no, you're perfectly fine. Take your time. I know it's really early in the morning, too, so.
Yeah, it is, but when I saw $50 coming out of my checking account, and I'm like, I never bought anything from this company.
Right. Understandable. I'd be concerned as well.
So, if it was put on my bank card... My bank card is 671445.
Okay, and last four?
Zeros of what, my checking account?
No, ma'am. We don't take the account numbers or the routing numbers. Everything, whenever a customer signs up on our sites, you have to use a debit or credit card. So whatever account is associated with a card, that's what I would need, the first six and last four of that card.
Okay, so the first six are 527524.
Okay, last four?
1445.
Okay, I'm going to repeat it back to you to make sure I have it correct. 527524, and the last four was 1445, right?
Right, yep.
Okay. And you said your name was Jacqueline Hall, correct?
Right.
Okay. So I did pull up account here in your name. Can you verify your shipping address so I can see if it matches the one on the account?
Street, apartment 5, Des Moines, Iowa, 50312.
Okay. So there's a different address listed here. I'm going to read it to you. Let me know if you're familiar with the address that's listed. We have an 1800 Grand Avenue Building 1, Apartment 13, and
yeah,
WDM. Okay, so then that's your son's address.
But I don't know what the merchandise is.
Yes. So I'm going to go over all of the details here with you. So on October 14th, shipping and handling of $7.45 was paid to receive one of our neck massagers. That was a free welcoming gift for joining the Factory Direct Savings Store.
I didn't join anything. That was a free gift from the telephone company. They sent me that massager as a free gift. They gave me $100 credit. And I was not supposed to be charged for that neck massager.
You weren't charged for the neck massager.
But I don't want to join any club. I mean, there's no way I was joining any club. I was just supposed to get a free neck massager. I didn't join any club where I was paying $50 a month.
Okay. When you had agreed to receive the neck massager and pay the shipping and handling, did you read over the terms and conditions for the offer? Because what you were billed for was the membership. It explains in the terms and conditions.
Well, I don't want any membership.
Right. I'm just trying to explain why you were billed, Mrs. Hall, so you can understand.
Well,
because
I got
that's
it.
Okay.
But I don't want a membership.
I understand that, ma'am, and I'm not trying to force you to keep anything, but I do have to explain why the charge went through. So if you just give me a moment to explain to you why you were billed.
Ma'am, I have to be at work at 6 a.m.
Okay, so I can get the account canceled out. That'll stop all future charges and shipments effective immediately. The monthly charge, every time you're billed it, you are sent a $125 gift card to shop online that has been emailed out. I got you canceled out, though. You'll receive an email verifying the cancellation details. Was there anything else I could do for you?
No, but so are they going to keep this $50?
No, ma'am. You're going to get a 50% refund on the charge.
50%?
Yes, ma'am, because the gift card for $125 has already been sent out to your email. So once the gift card gets sent out, the most we do is a 50% refund on the membership fee. Because you still get to use that gift card, and you have two of them in your email from the first month charge and the second.
Well, I'm not going to use them ever again, so they don't need to worry about that.
You're not going to use the gift cards?
No, not if I'm getting charged $50 a month for them. No way.
Well, right. But what I'm stating, ma'am, is these you've already paid for. So I can understand if you don't want to pay for any more. But, I mean, I would definitely recommend using the ones that you have. You've already paid the membership fee.
Not if they come back on me for $50 a month. I absolutely will not.
Okay. Well, I mean, as I stated, they're there for you to use. The account's canceled out. Did you want me to process that refund?
Yes, please.
Okay. Bear with me one moment. Let me get you canceled down refund. Number. All right, so you've been refunded. That'll go back in your account in 3 to 5 business days. You're going to receive that email with the cancellation number. Did you want to write it down or wait for the email?
I'll just wait for the email.
All right, and those gift cards are yours to use whenever you want. Thank you for contacting customer support. You have a great night. Bye-bye.
All right, thanks. Bye.